can you share some of your favorite Aurora moments?
Well, I think some of my favorite moments are working together on different projects in the Aurora Club, because we had so much fun together when we did the quilt and we had to do our squares, and when we worked on the scrapbook. It was just amazing to get together and to help each other, give each other ideas, the companionship, and the working on projects.
It has been an honor to serve as president for 3 years. And during that time, I co-chaired with Shirley Golden. And for our celebration, we had the great, great, great grandson of the gentleman who was captured for 12 years. And he wrote a book, 12 Years a Slave. And so he was the featured keynote speaker, and he delivered a compelling message for us. And also the sculpture that was commissioned with Vanessa
German.
Vanessa German. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was a unique piece, to say the least. And it is entitled Reflections of an Aurora Woman. And so during my tenure, the 3 years, it has been just extraordinary for me, and I think for our members, because we did quite a bit. Of course, our scrapbook and our quilt, all of those dynamic pieces. Young people will be able to see that years later and know what we were about in our mission. And of course, the special part of being a member of Aurora are the ladies of distinction. And these women that are part of this organization, they serve the community at their church, their careers, their families, and the community. So Aurora is set apart from all of the other book clubs. It's not just a book club. It is a civic organization, and you can't beat it. It's extraordinary.
What is the most enjoyable part of Aurora for you?
Well, right now, I'm old enough to see some of my students are in this club. Regina is out there now. She's one of my students at Ellis. So I've come to several meetings and finding my students are here. But it's wonderful because that means that they are growing, they have learned so much, and they are readers, and that's very important.
I think Aurora is so special. I belong to two reading clubs, and the first reading club is a regular book club, and we select a book. We discuss it, and we just have fun. But Aurora is a reading club plus a civic club, because we extend ourselves and into the community. We try to uplift people who need lifted up. We volunteer in the community. We work with the Pittsburgh Public Schools. There are three of us that volunteer and read with the children once a week. And this is our fourth year doing this. And it benefits the children, but it's also very rewarding for us. The Aurora Reading Club collaborates with other organizations to help support them and their efforts. It's just an outstanding organization. And at our meetings, the fellowship is wonderful. I'll tell you, when I leave the meetings, I feel like I've been to church. That's how outstanding the Aurora Reading Club is. We have concern for our members, and they know it. It shows.
The amazing thing about the Aurora Reading Club is the ability to be surrounded by such amazing, motivational, beautiful women. And I feel like I've just had the opportunity to learn so much. The ability to learn about not only who I am now, but who I can be. These women are willing to take you under their wing and help to influence you and to teach you about all that they know. And they're just willing to share so much wonderful information that it's just so beautiful to me. So it's been so exciting to be able to be a part of this club.
Practically everything I thought of saying has been said. I particularly, though, have enjoyed going to the arts and lecture series that generally we go to in January or February, and the speakers have always been very good, and I truly appreciate sharing that with a group of fellow Aurora members.